From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S.-backed Kurdish forces shelled by Turkey. Turkish troops have shelled positions in Syria controlled by the Kurdish People's Protection Units. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu confirmed the attack and demanded the YPG withdraw from the town of Azaz and from a nearby airbase. The Turkish shelling continued Sunday. U.S. President Barack Obama has called on Russian President Vladimir Putin to end the air campaign against moderate opposition forces in Syria. The White House says the two leaders spoke by phone to discuss agreements reached last week by the 17-nation International Syrian Support Group. The United Nations says Afghan hostilities left more than 3,500 civilians dead and nearly 7,500 others wounded in 2015. Nicholas Haysom is the United Nations Secretary General's Special Representative for Afghanistan.
The most important finding is in the report is that 11,002 Afghans, civilians, non-combatants, have died or were injured in 2015. This figure surpasses by 4% the same figure for 2014.
The UN assistance mission in Afghanistan says the number of civilian casualties during 2015 is the highest recorded since 2009. Voters in the Central African Republic went to the polls Sunday to choose a new president. Two former prime ministers running in Sunday's runoff pledged to bring peace and security to the nation that has seen more than 2 years of conflict. In addition to the presidential race, voters decided legislative elections after a top court threw out the results from a December vote. This is VOA News. With the death of Justice Antonin Scalia, the U.S. Supreme Court could be facing a divisive ideological split during its current term. The court is considering cases involving abortion, immigration policy, religious liberty, and affirmative action in college admission. Scalia was often one of five justices in the majority in contentious 5-4 rulings. If the court, minus the conservative Scalia, splits 4-4 on a vote, lower court rulings would remain in effect. The death of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Scalia brought calls from conservatives for President Barack Obama to not nominate a replacement during his last year in office. Their hope is that a Republican will win the November election, allowing for a more conservative justice to take the seat and preserve the narrow conservative majority on the court. Republican presidential hopeful Ted Cruz says there is precedent for waiting to appoint a new justice.
It has been 80 years since a Supreme Court vacancy was nominated and confirmed in an election year. There is a long tradition that you don't do this in an election year.
By waiting for the next president to take office in January 2017, Scalia's seat would be vacant for at least 342 days. The Israeli army says five Palestinians have been killed and another critically wounded by Israeli forces in the West Bank. Late Sunday, two Palestinians were fatally shot after they opened fire with an automatic weapon on Israeli security forces near Jerusalem's Damascus Gate. The army said two teenagers were throwing stones at cars in the West Bank city of Jenin. When the military forces arrived, one of the teens opened fire, soldiers returned fire, and killed the attackers. Both were 15 years old. Authorities say a 17-year-old Palestinian was shot and killed, attempting to stab Israeli border police. In recent days, al-Shabaab fighters killed individuals accused of collaborating with the African Union mission in Somalia in the town of Marka. Al-Shabaab posted pictures of a bullet-riddled body labeled collaborator. Pope Francis held an open-air mass Sunday for some 300,000 people in a Mexico City suburb. The pontiff spoke during the drug trade and spoke against the drug trade and associated violence. Rescue workers in Taiwan have recovered all of the remains of the victims of recent earthquakes. The final remains were pulled Saturday from a flattened 17-story apartment building in Tainan. The U.S. State Department has called for the release of three Iranian opposition members held under house arrest without charge: Mehdi Karoubi, Mir Hossein Mousavi. Both candidates in the 2009 presidential election have spent 5 years under house arrest. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.